Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After a run of 45 years at the Boston Herald, columnist Peter Gelsenis has met his last deadline. Dubbed the news poet of the city, Gelsenis wrote thousands of stories that brought readers details of some of the tragedies and triumphs on the streets of Greater Boston and across the country. WBUR's David Boeri got to know Gelsenis covering some of those same stories, and the two met up on New Year's Day as the columnist began his retirement.
Up on East Broadway in South Boston, the only energy on display comes from Gelsenis's West Highland Terrier, Cooper. It's going to be a slow news day. Gelsenis doesn't care.
It begins with a guarantee that every child, whatever their starting point...
On the television, Mayor Marty Walsh is delivering his inaugural. But Gelsenis, who held private audiences with four mayors, isn't taking notes. And the phone is not ringing with calls from his editors on the other end, who want to know...
What have you got? What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about?
This would have been a writing day for his column, which, until recently, he wrote at least three times a week, and four when he began back in the 70s, close to 10,000 columns back.
Did you go through the terror of the well being empty?
Oh, yeah, all the time. That was part of the fun. Sometimes you wake up and, you know, you were responsible for a column and you had no ideas. You had nothing. You just figured, you know, either God would provide or... And a lot of times it happened that way. I mean, you start shaking the trees, you start making the calls to the usual people, and something would happen.
With Gelsenis, it always seemed to. Mike Bello, now a deputy city editor for the Boston Globe, was the executive city editor at the Herald for years.
He knew everybody, and people gave him stories. Peter represented people from all walks of life who had things happen to them, and he told the story with vibrant quotes and brilliant writing.
Herald photographer Mark Garfinkel worked closely with Gelsenis.
Way about him, just a neighborly way, which is sadly missing sometimes in our business.
A line Gelsenis sometimes recycled reveals a deep Catholicism. He referred to this veil of tears, a world in which suffering and loss exist alongside joy and hope. It brought him knocking on the doors of people who let him in. Garfinkel describes a return trip to Oklahoma City for the anniversary of the terrorist bombing of the Murrah Federal Building and a visit to the home of Jim Denny, whose children were horribly injured.
Knock, 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 and Mr. Denny opens up. Peter! Peter, how are you? We sat there for hours.
You really felt that this was the picture of life. This is the kind of total immersion in life that I hoped for, you know, in the sense of, you know, wanting to explore the human condition. I mean, it sounds awful pretentious, but to find yourself in a situation like that is to know that you're alive, you know?
When it came to writing tough pieces about school desegregation, busing, St. Patrick's Day parade keeping gay marchers out, or either one of the Bulger brothers, other columnists and reporters could go home to the suburbs. But Gelsenis went home to South Boston, where he grew up, and where he continues to live. He didn't hide. His phone number and address are in the phone book.
And I was driving a Pontiac, I remember, an old Pontiac. And I more than once I got down on all fours and looked underneath.
The son of working-class parents, the husband of a legendary teacher at Boston English who died young, Gelsenis has been part of the fabric of the city. Mayors called him to take rides. Mobsters called him to sit-downs. Widows of firefighters invited him into their parlors.
The tyranny of Whitey Bulger in South Boston. He covered the Charlestown Code of Silence murders. He talked to families who were victimized by drug murders.
Gelsenis still has the 1945 Royal typewriter that he started on, long before the Herald had computers. It's the sign of another era, an era with six Boston dailies, an era in which he still has at least one leg, and no one's calling from the news desk.
I still feel I have to call in or that I have to open up the computer and do something, but I don't. I don't.
The new career Gelsinus embraces is being a grandfather to four-month-old Jack, who he plans to regale with the adventures of Robin Hood and, no doubt, tales of the city, too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.